You get to come back to Toronto, you don't get to face the old team, but just being back here for you, what's been the biggest difference so far in Calgary than it was in Toronto for you as a player?
Well, it was just, I think a lot of it, and you see with a lot of different guys, just opportunity. And I'm just fortunate the coaching staff gave me an opportunity here to kind of take a bigger role than I would have had in Toronto. And I just tried to take it and run with it. And having that first full year last year was such a learning experience, and I felt like I had a real good second half of the year as I started to figure out the NHL game. And then I came out running at the start of this season too, and felt awesome, and the points were coming, but just as a complete player, and I felt just the confidence that I gained over last year was huge. And it was frustrating to get that the injury when it happened, but again, it's been a lot easier for us knowing that that we've been winning and playing well. It makes helps me stay sane when I'm sitting there doing my rehab and watching us go out there and win games. It's really tough when you're losing and you feel like you can't get out there and help out the boys.
What is it about this team? You mentioned you guys are winning. It's everyone at the beginning of the season said, oh, they're going to be in a lottery spot. And game by game, it's like, when's the slope going to come? It hasn't, and you guys haven't shown any signs of letting up. What have you seen from you guys in the room and just on the ice that's made you guys so good so far this year?
Well, goaltending's huge, as you guys know. You guys are lucky to have two number one caliber goalies, and we're in the same boat. Where they put in Hills or they put Rammer in, it's we have so much confidence in both those guys, and they've stolen a few games for us. And then for me, I think we have if not the top D-man in the league, one of the top two or three players in the whole league in Gio, and he's the ultimate professional. His workouts are harder than anyone else's. He's awesome to the young guys in the room. Outworks everyone in practice, outworks everyone in the games, and that kind of trickles down throughout the team when you have a guy like that. And I can't say enough for what he's done for us.
When the trade happened, you're obviously excited to go home, but was there also an excitement that there wasn't the depth at center here when you first came here, that you knew there's going to be more of an opportunity for me?
Yeah, and that's, like I said earlier, it's opportunity is all you can ask for in an organization, and I was fortunate enough to get it in Calgary. And Bob has had no problem throwing me on the wing to play with Monty sometimes and with other guys, and just being able to show that I can play both positions has been huge for my confidence, knowing they can play me on the top six, on the bottom six, anywhere they need me, and I'll step in. And it's a real fun group to be with, and I'm so excited to be back home.
Brian Burke traded for you here in Toronto, and then he comes to Calgary for you. What's he been for you in your career so far as a guy that you've now been around?
I think the world of him, and I know most of the guys in this room do. He's obviously well known for having a great hockey mind, but his support of his players is something that people don't really understand. And even in Toronto, in this hard media market, it was interesting to see. And a lot of people wouldn't realize, though, when Reimer was having a rough go, or Phil was going through a slump, or Nas, or any of the big guys, all of a sudden Berkey would stand up and say something in the media to kind of protect them. And it, in a market like this, he took a lot of heat for it, but he has every one of his players' backs, and will go do whatever he can to help make our job easier, and that's all you can ask for in a guy.
I know a few years ago you were eating like six meals a day to put weight on. Is that metabolism slowed down at all?
Not yet. It's still painful, especially with the amount of skiing I've been doing. But it's been a slow process, but one that it's starting to pay off. And again, coming in this year, and I was able to come in over 220 and kind of maintain that just the power I felt in the corners and going to the front of the net this year. I think that was a big difference between why I was able to have some success.
When you look back at your time in Toronto, what's the biggest thing that you took from it and made you a better player in person?
So much. I mean, that's 3 years of huge development for me, and they gave me the chance to play my first NHL game and get my first taste of it, and I've developed so many unbelievable relationships with the guys and with some of the staff members and stuff. It's a time that I'll always really cherish, and it's always fun to come back.
I know they're your biggest rival when you look at the Oilers, but a guy like Dallas that had a big part of your development, is it bittersweet to see what's going on south of you?
No comment. I have to say that it's really nice to see, obviously, that there are rivals, but Again, I've the utmost respect for Dallas and guys like Scrivens and Alls and stuff who I've played with, and you feel for those guys, but at the same time you have to look at it as they are rivals, and if it's not them, it could be us. So you never want to wish any luck on those guys, but I'm sure they'll get a turnaround. I have a ton of respect for Dallas and what he's doing, and I've seen firsthand how he can get a team to buy into his system and have success, and it's just a matter of time before they get a turnaround.